Begin the current daf, Mesechtas Vachem daf Pei Zayin. Begin on the bottom of Pei Vav and Beis, second line up in the bottom of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues a discussion from the previous daf, which was elucidating the previous Mishnah from the previous daf, regarding if something from the Mizbeach falls off, bursts off the fire, falls onto the Ritzpah, the Azara, the fall of the courtyard. So regarding other things, although we say, let's say, so you're not going to have to put it back up. But the limbs, there's a mitzvah of burning them on the Mizbeach. So that the Mishnah said, it depends when it happens. If it's before midnight, then you have to put it back up. If it's after midnight, then you don't have to. The Gemara says, why? If it's ashes, and the Gemara actually concludes, then you don't have to put it back up even if it fell off before Chatzais. If it's still moist, then as the Gemara concludes, then you have to put it back up even after Chatzais. Rather, the Gemara qualifies as Tumah Bishriri, when it's hardened like a piece of wood, so it's not charred, it's not totally burned, however, it's still not moist. That's where, as Rava taught from a Pasuk, where on the one hand it says the whole night to burn, and on the other hand it says the whole night you could do the Trumas Adashin, which is that it doesn't have to burn at all the whole night. Rav explained that it's regarding half of it for Akhtara and half of it for Trumas Adashin. So on that, the Gemara continues with the following machlokes. Idma was learned, Pirshu Koyim Chatzais. So if these shriri, if these hardened pieces of limbs of the carbon, if it fell off the Mizbeach before, was taken off before midnight, which is the qualifier, which we said before that, there's an obligation of putting it back on. But v'chzirin acha chatzais, it was only put back on after midnight. So what's the halachic status with it? Because like we said, it's at chatzais when that piece becomes considered nechalim, like as if it's consumed. But it wasn't on the mizbech at the time that it was that it should become nechalim. So what's the halachic status with it? So Rabbam, he says, as we continue to talk about pezayin menalf, chatzais sheini oichlasen. The shriri, since it wasn't on the Mizbeach at the time of Chatzos, which is what makes it into, because essentially, really, it's Gzeir Sakasim. Is it consumed or not? It doesn't, the Torah is saying, well, it depends. At midnight, it becomes considered Nechalim. But it wasn't on the Mizbeach at Chatzos. It was taken off before. So therefore, says Rabbi, you're right. So therefore, the next Chatzos, which is the following night, at midnight, when you put it back on, because it was put back on right after Chatzos, let's say 11:59, if it would be halachically an exact day of the halachic midnight at 12 o'clock, 11:59 it fell off, the Kohen realized 12:01 was back on, it wasn't there at midnight, so it has to wait till the following night, and then it's going to be considered as if it's mukhalin, as if it's consumed already. Now, Rav Chizdamer, he says, no, amud ha-shachar oichlasen. When the break of dawn of the first night happens, then it's considered as if it's consumed. So the Gemara asks, on this last interpretation, Amri Bei Rav, the yeshiva Rav said, my time of the Rav Chizda, what's the reason of Rav Chizda? Seemingly, as we said, that it's chatzais, as we said in the previous half, it's midnight that it makes it considered as if it's mukhalna, as if it's considered consumed. So you're right, it wasn't on the Mizbeach at midnight, so Rabbi said, so I got to wait till the next night, midnight. What's the understanding of Rav Chizda that at the break of dawn, then it can be considered as mukhal? Why then? So on that says the Bei Rav, because of the following Kal Vachomer. If midnight does not make a halachic invalidation of being left over the designated time. For example, if let's say the limbs of a carbon are on the ground, on the floor of the Azara, the whole entire night, it's still valid to bring it up from the ground to the Mizbeach, because the Pasuk says, "Layolim chelev chagi ad baker," don't leave over the fats, the sacrificial parts until the morning, but the entire night, it could stay on the bottom, and you could bring it up before the break of dawn. So at midnight, in the middle of the night, it doesn't invalidate it with Lina. Yet it still has the strength of transforming those sacrificial parts who are these shariri, these like hardened middle stage of consumption from the fires of the Mizbeach, that it's considered already equal. So Amud HaShachar, so Eis Alina, so regarding the break of dawn, which is a stronger transformer that makes it already totally switched over, that it becomes invalidated by Lina, in the densha is equal, isn't the Kavachaima, that's for sure going to make that smaller transfer from being considered the Ivarm that have to be consumed, to be considered that it is already considered consumed. So if even though you missed the deadline of Chatzais, it wasn't on the Mizbeach at that time, but if you put it back after that, when it reaches Alois HaShachar, Amud HaShachar, then it's going to be considered consumed. Another Machlekes. Pirshu Kaidim Chatzais, as in the previous case, the limbs were taken off before midnight, but V'chzirin La'acha Amud HaShachar, unlike the previous case where it was put back on after midnight, he was put back on after Amud HaShachar, after the break of dawn, when it was already day. So Rabbah, like in his previous interpretation, Chatzais Sheini Achlasna, it says, okay, the next midnight will make it consumed, As he said anyways, it's always Chatzais. He doesn't hold any other time could do it. When it missed this Chatzais, so whether you put up after Chatzais or after Amud HaShachar, it doesn't make a difference. When it reaches the next Chatzais, by midnight, then it will transform it from something that still needs to be burned to be considered already Nechal. Rav Chisda Amar, he says, in this case, Ein Behen equal La'olam. There is no more halacha of equal, meaning of this transforming of this wooden type of texture to the limbs of the carbon that it could then just be transferred like this Gzeiras HaKasev by its definition to change and to be considered Nechalon. And rather, as long as it's going to be burst off the Mizbeach, you have to put it back on the fires until it gets totally ashes. Then, of course, like we said, that's not totally Chatzais. That we said could even be right away in the beginning of the night. Only then will be considered fulfilling its obligation of being burnt on the Mizbeach. Now, because as Taisa says, although one would seem to say for Rav Chisda, well, why can't you then have the Kavochema leave it to the following morning's Amud HaShachar, and then you have the Kavochema that for sure is going to make it into equal because of the Kavochema from Chatzais? And that's his taste is no, because Lina only is in the validation, Lina only works from the previous night's, from the previous day's Karbonos. When that night finishes, it's already Lina. From the day before that, it's not going to be able to do Lina. So you don't know the Kavochema. If it makes Lina, for sure makes equal, because it's not going to make Lina on this carbon, so therefore it's not going to create the equal. Now, Maskev L'Rav Yosef, Yosef asked, on this Machlekes Rabbah and Rav Chisda, where they were both assuming one thing. They were both assuming that it missed it. It wasn't able to be transformed from halachically requiring Haktara to not halachically requiring Haktara anymore, that you can already do Trumas Hadesh on it, just by the fact, as we said in the previous stuff, of Chatzais, that transforms this middle stage of Shriri, of the hardened limbs, from requiring Haktara to the considered Nechalin, that since it wasn't on the Mizbeach, it couldn't have had that transformation. On that is Rav Yosef, Aman Leimel, and who's to tell us, as both of them were assuming, that it's only by midnight, when it's on the top of the Mizbeach, then it becomes considered consumed. Maybe it's going to be transformed simply by time, not by space. No matter where it is, this type of meat, the Torah tells us, is already considered Nechalon by midnight. So therefore, when it was taken off before midnight, at midnight it's considered Nechalon, even if you put it back after Chatzais. So why are they both saying, okay, you'll need the next following night's Chatzais or Amud HaShachar, says Rav Yosef, why? It should already be considered Nechalon, even if it was off the Mizbeach. And says the Gemara, Shalchu Mitam, they sent from there, from Eretz Yisrael, that you're right, Hechasak Rav Yosef, not like Rabbah and Rav Chisda, that at midnight, no matter where it is, if it's in this middle state of Shriri, it's already considered Nechalon, and therefore would not require to be put back on the Mizbech. It meant Nami Soto, we learned, Amar B'chir B'Rabbah, also like Rav Yosef, Pirshu Koidim Chatzais, it was taken off before midnight, Vechzir Nach Chatzais, so it missed being Chatzais on top Mizbech, and it was put back after the midnight, Loy Nenen, you're not going to have benefit from it, because ultimately it was not consumed in the Zan Mizbech. But Veloy Ma'ilin, there's not going to be any misappropriation. Why? Because at midnight he already made it into Nechalon. Chintan Bar Kapar, so to Bar Kapar, to the Bryce like Rav Yosef, Pirshu Koyim Chatzais, it was taken off before Chatzais. Vechzir Nach Chatzais, Yaitzin Medei Me'ila. Even though it wasn't there on the top of Mizbech by Chatzais, it still has been removed from the category of Me'ila. So although rabbinically or maybe even biblically still has to be burned, therefore Lo Nenen, but there's not going to be Me'ila because it really became considered Nechalin with an ayin that it's consumed by Chatzais. Now, based on this, Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaye, Papa asked Abaye. So this that we know that they sent from Eretz Yisrael, that Loch is like Rav Yosef. Which again is that Chatzais will work even if it's not Bereish Mizbech. And so to Vamar B'chir B'Rabbah, we have, he says the same thing. V'chein Tan B'Kapar, he taught a Bryce like this. So then Rabbi Rav Chisda, B'mai Pligi, what are they disagreeing about that they're saying that, oh, they're both agreeing that it's not going to be equal by Chatzais since it wasn't on Bereish Mizbech, when we have all these Tanoim, we have all these sources that say that not like that. They're disagreeing, so does it have to be the following midnight, or could it be Amud HaShachar? What do you mean? Everyone says that it is considered equal even if it's not Bereish Mizbech. So Amalei Sabai says, you're right, Bishmenim. Their machlekes is only regarding fatty pieces, where even if they get hard, that it's not going to be considered equal, as if it's consumed, because the fattiness prevents it from being turned into ashes. When that's not Bereish Mizbech, by midnight, that is where, yes, everyone would agree to Rabbi and Rav Chisda that it would not be considered equal, and then their machlekes was, so that when does it become equal? Is it the next morning, or is it the following midnight? But you're right, regarding a regular piece of meat, when it's hard, then even Rabbi and Rav Chisda would agree to all these different opinions that it will be considered equal even if it's not Bereish Mizbech. Now, continuing a related discussion As we brought the opinion of Rav Chisda, that a Kal Vachomer from Lina, therefore that it should make equal, if it makes Lina, in the morning. So, Baimene Rava Mirabi asked, Lina, Ma'elis Beresha Shamazbech, does the invalidation, the psul of Lina, which is when the carbon is left over its designated time, you're only allowed to consume the carbon for, let's say, for a day and a night, or certain carbonas, up until the next morning. So once the next morning reaches, it was left overnight, it's invalidated. So the question of the Gemara was, is it going to be invalidated even if it's left overnight on the top of the Mizbeach? Or do we say that no, Lino is not considered an invalidation if it's on the top of the Mizbeach? Meaning, although we said in previous daf that anyway, even if it became possible, we'd say Allah Yerdu, but on that, the Mefarshim explained, we mean to say that it's actually going to be kosher. It's actually going to provide Ritzui, because if it's Bereshit Mizbeach, Lina does not invalidate only if it's like on the floor of the Azar, but on the top of Mizbeach, it doesn't even have the Psul of Lina. Does it or does it not? So the Gemara asks on the question, Hey Chidami, what's the case talking about? Eloi Medula Yerdu, as we just spoke out just before, if it didn't come down, meaning those which were found in the morning of Tam Nizbeach, not on the Maracha, the way Rashi explains it, that it was not on the fire. If it's on the fire, it sounds like then there wouldn't be a problem at all. The whole question was, it was on Tam Nizbeach, but not on the fires. If it never came down, well then Hashtalonu Bazar. Well then, Kal Vachomer. If it was left overnight in the floor of the courtyard, Amrit, you say that even if it went up, even though it's possible, because it had Lina. Lina is going to be on the floor of the Azara. If it went up, the halacha is the lo yerdu, you don't take it down. So Bereshit HaMizbeach Mibayis, it was left on the top of the Mizbeach and they never take it down, are you going to have a question that it's going to be sacrificed? Of course it's going to be good. So Be'el de yerdu, so what are you going to say? That if it was taken down from the Mizbeach after Amud HaShachar, then your question is, okay, so it was already left overnight and it became possible by Amud HaShachar. Now, we learned regarding those which are possible, if we're saying Lina Me'elz Mereshit HaMizbeach, that becomes possible Lina, we said that although when you take it up, you don't take it down, but if it was taken down, you don't take it back up. So that's our question. You took it down, so now maybe it was possible, maybe not going to take it back up, or maybe do you say that no, ain't Lina Me'elz. There's not going to be Lina Mereshit HaMizbeach, and therefore it did not become invalidated, and therefore you could take it back up. Why? Because L'Shulchan Medaminala. Maybe we compare it to the Shulchan that was in the Beis HaMikdash, we compare that to the Mizbeach, which just like we find by the Shulchan, that the Lechem upon them, the showbreads, that did not become invalidated, even though they were left over the designated time how long they're supposed to be there, they don't become pasul. Here also maybe Lino Osa, Bereisha Mizbeach, has the same halacha, that's not going to become pasul. That's not like we learned in Mishnah, Mesechtes Menachos, that says, if let's say the one who organized the breads on the Shulchan, and the spoons of the frankincense, he put it on Sunday instead of Shabbos. And then they went and they sacrificed, as you're supposed to do every Shabbos, the bezichin, the spoons of the frankincense, on the next Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, but it's going to be invalid. Why? Because it's lacking the designated requisite time that the showbreads are supposed to be on the Shulchan, because it has to be there for 7 days. So rather, what should they do if they had, by mistake, put it on Sunday instead of the previous Shabbos? They should leave it for the following Shabbos after that. Because as the Mishnah says, as our Gemara quotes, "Afila heina la shulchan yom rabim," even if it's on the shulchan for many days, in bekach klum, there's no problem. So although it's really only supposed to be for 7 days, if it ends up being 14, 15 days, it's not going to be a problem. So therefore, do we say that that's the same thing regarding the mizbeach? Although it's lina, but lina does on the actual elements of the base of mikdash, the shulchan, the mizbeach, it's not going to be a problem. Maybe no, you can't compare it to the Shulchan. Rather, lekarka midaminan. We compare the Mizbeach to the floor of the Azara because both of those are structures. They're structural elements, binyanim, in contrast to Shulchan is a klisharis. It's a service vessel which is movable. And therefore, maybe we'll consider compare it to the Azara where Lina does affect and invalidate. So to Bereisha Mizbeach will invalidate. Or again, do we compare it to the Shulchan and that it will not invalidate? So Amalei, so on that, Rabbah answered to Rava, ain Lina. There's no invalidation of being left out overnight on the top of Mizbeach, and it's not going to be possible. So the Gemara asks, Kibla minei oilai. So therefore, if there's no psul, like we said, even if you take it down afterwards, it doesn't make a difference. It was never, it was never left out overnight, and you could put it back up. It was not considered like those that im yerdu lo yalu. No, you could put it back up. So the Gemara asks, Kibla minei oilai, did Rava accept the answer that Rabbi gave him or not? So the Gemara Tashama, let's prove that he did not accept it. Because the Edma, we learned the following machlekes. Regarding the case of Ivarm Shalom Bazar, regarding limbs that were left out overnight till the morning in the courtyard, right? So mekat throughout the night. Says the Gemara mekat v'hoilech kalayla. So you could burn it. You could still take it up and have it burned throughout the entire night. But if it was left out beyond that till the morning, then it's already possible. Then you cannot bring it up. Let's say lumber reisha shemizbech. Let's say it was left out overnight on the top of the mizbech. So says the Gemara mekat v'hoilech li'olam. So you could continue being sacrificed forever. You could leave it there for weeks. Because even if you're going to say, as we're going to shortly quote, a machlekes of linema elas merish mizbeach, maybe being left out overnight does invalidate in tam mizbeach, but however, you could still put it onto the fires in the mizbeach, because like we said, even if it's possible, the halacha is psul insha'adu lo yerdu. So you're not going to take it down anyway, and you're allowed to sacrifice. But let's say yerdu, let's say it was left out over the whole entire night, it's already the next day, and then those limbs were taken down. Oh, that's where we have machlekes. Rabba Amr Yalu, he says, you can still bring it back up. Because like Rabbi had said before, there was never a lenit, like almost like it was not left out, there's no psul of lenit, b'reisha mizbeach. Rabba Amr lo yalu, he says, no, you're not allowed to bring it back up. Because lena does affect b'reisha mizbeach, and therefore it's considered like the psul of lena. And even though when it was on top, you didn't have to take it down, but kivin sheyardu lo yalu, once you take it back down, you can't bring it back up. Shema mino li kibla b'nei shema mino, obviously we can infer that Rabbi did not accept the answer of Rabbah, and therefore he disagrees with him, like we see that he holds lina is ma'elas, it does invalidate bereshah shemizbech. Now the Gemara continues explaining the halach of our previous mission that said, regarding all the mishnayos of our parak, which spoke about hamizbech mekadesh eseroloi, all things that are invalid, but if it's fit for it on some level, you don't take it down, said our mishnah, k'shem shemizbech mekadesh, just like the halach we've been saying all along, is that the altar sanctifies and im olah yerdu. So too regarding the ramp of the Mizbech, and so too regarding the Klei Sharis, the service vessels in the Beis HaMikdash, have the same halach. Now, talking about Linda Brisa, what's the source of this? Because the Pasuk says in Shmoyis, Kol HaNegeya B'Mizbeach Yikdash, whatever touches the altar will be sanctified. So based on that, says the Brisa, Ein Le'el Mizbech. So I would only know that this halach of sanctifying even something that, let's say, is pasul, is only regarding the altar. Kevesh Minayin, how do I know it includes even the ramp of the altar? Tamalim, that's the Pasuk teaches in Shemais, U'meshachta es ha-mizbech, that you should anoint the mizbech. What S? S is always a secondary, a tuffle. Is to refer to also the ramp that's secondary to the mizbech, that also has the same halach as the mizbech. Klesharis Minayin, how do we know the same halach applies to the service vessels in the Beis HaMikdash? Tamalim, that's the Pasuk teaches in Shemais, where it says, "Bikidash to oisim," you should sanctify them, which is talking about all the klei sharis in the Mishkan. Vayukedesh kadoshim, and they'll be the holiest of the holies. Says the pasuk, "Kol anegei behem mikdash." Whoever touches them will be sanctified. You see the halacha of touching, and that it gets sanctified, that you don't take it down, is also for the klei sharis. Now, bayimenei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechonon, relating to this halacha that we just quoted, Rish Lakish asked a question from Rabbi Yechonon. Klei sharis, the service vessels in the Beis HaMikdash, ma'u she'ikachu es ha'psulim, what halacha does it sanctify those elements that are invalid? Now, Rabbi Yechonon initially thought that the question of Rish Lakish was regarding redemption, deconsecration. For example, if let's say he was asking him a flower offering that became tamei, that then was sanctified in the klei sharis, do we say that, oh, now that it's in the klei sharis, what generally happens is that the item gets physical sanctity, and if it has physical sanctity, it cannot be removed to a chulin, to an unconsecrated status, because it was sanctified in the vessel, even though it was tummy. Or do we say that, no, it was not sanctified, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos, that says that Menachos and the Sachem that became tummy, they could be redeemed. But if you sanctified in the vessel that when and then became tummy, then you cannot redeem it. So the question that he thought he was asking him was that, does it sanctify it that although it's tummy, but it's going to make it physical sanctity? Physical sanctity, tummy, there's nothing you can do with it, and therefore you cannot deconsecrate it. Or do you say, no, it has just kedushas damim because it was tummy, the kli is not going to be mekadosh, and therefore you could be mechallel. So Amaleis, Rabbi Yechonon said to him, Tinisua. We learned this in our Mishnah, that our Mishnah said that it's going to sanctify it, and that you cannot redeem it. Because the Mishnah said, as we just quoted, K'shem shemizbech v'kevesh mekachin neserol. And just like the altar and the ram sanctifies that which is fit for it, kach kelo mekachin. So too, although it's pasul, it's tameh, the vessel will also sanctify it. So therefore it gets physical sanctity and therefore cannot be redeemed. And that on Malay, so that Rish Lakish said to him, no, that wasn't my question. My question was not regarding redemption. My question was, do we even say that it sanctifies it to the effect that even initially one could go ahead and sacrifice it? Meaning, just like you say, HaMizbeach Mekadosh Eseroloi, that although it's pasul, it's tummy, you put on top of the Mizbeach, the halacha is going to be lo yerd, you can put on the fires. What's the halacha if it goes into the klei sharis? Will that sanctify it? So that says Rabbi Yechanan, Hanami Tanina. That we also learned in the previous Mishnah about Pidalim and Aleph. The Mishnah was describing cases regarding Im Allah Lo Yerdu. If the meat goes up, although these things are possible, Lo Yerdu is not going to come down, meaning, and you could burn it on the Marocha, on the fires that are on top of Mizbeach. What are they? As we get into Mizbeach, one of the cases was Shekiblu Pesulun Bezarku Es Damai. That if someone who is invalid, a czar, a non-kohen, someone that's not supposed to receive the blood, receives the blood of the carpet, and he throws the blood, that's invalid. That was not a valid Kabbalah and Zrika. But however, if the meat of the carbon was put on top, then you're not going to take it down. Now, says the Gemara, my love, Shekib Psulun, isn't it talking about one case? That those who are invalid received the blood, and then Bezarka Psulun, then those same ones who were invalid went and threw the blood. That's the case where it's possible, but Imolu Lo Yerdu. Meaning regarding the meat that was put on top. Now the question is, why does the case have to say that those same psulim threw the blood to say that, oh, now it's possible, and therefore you're really not allowed to bring it up, but if it goes up, you're not going to take it down. Why? It's unnecessary, the second half of the case. Just say, shekiblu psulim, because the moment that a psul receives it, it invalidates the carbon because the blood was not properly received. Unless, as the Gemara is coming to teach us, that the reason is specifically only because the psulin also threw the blood. That's where the meat, the limbs are going to be considered, that im alu lo yerd, if they go up, they're not going to be taken down, and that initially, one should not initially put those limbs up on top. Why? Because the meat became invalidated when that apostle, a person, threw the blood. But the inference is, if let's say only was received by apostle, but a kosher, a kohen went and threw the blood, then even initially, one is allowed to go ahead and bring the limbs up to the top of Mizbeach. Why? Because it is a valid Zrika. Now, although, but what do you mean? Apostle received the blood, but that would be because it was sanctified, although it was possible blood, like the case we described of blood that became tummy, it was sanctified, though the mincha that became tummy, it could become sanctified in the Kli Sharis, which initially goes ahead and allows it to be thrown. So therefore, says Rabbi Yechanan, seemingly you have an answer to your question in the Mishnah of Peidalad. You see that even though it's possible, like in the case you're describing, if it's tummy, or here if it was accepted, received by a person that's possible, still, it gets sanctified, because that's what it is, Kabbalah is receiving a Kli Sharis, it's sanctified, that even now, initially, it's like Bereishis HaMizbeach, Im Olo Yerdu, you could go ahead now and even throw it, if you threw the blood, you could actually bring the limbs up to the top of Mizbeach. And that says Rish Lakish Loi, no. It's no raya because shekiblu psulin is actually two different cases. If the one who's possible received the blood, inami shezarku psulin, or if the one who's possible threw the blood. So therefore, the case of kiblu psulin itself is invalidation, and therefore it's saying loyal. You're not supposed to bring it up. It is possible. It's not like that. It validated it because the kli sharis was mekadesh it, and therefore it's valid, and you could even initially bring the limbs up. No, you're not allowed to bring the limbs up. And the fact that it says the other half is Zarka Psulim, that's another case. Inamish is Zarka Psulim. Or also, if it was received by a Kasher Kohen, and then thrown by someone that's Pasul. And the reason why it said the case of Zrika, we already said Kiblu Psulim, why do we need to say Zarka Psulim, is to tell you the Chiddush in the case of Zrika itself. That it's telling you, if let's say it was thrown by someone that's Pasul, even so, which seemingly is a little bit more severe, even though it became invalidated, because the Zrika is the primary atonement, became invalidated by the Zrika Psulim, still, if the limbs went up, you're not going to take it down. But regarding the halacha of Leketchila Lo Yalu, that's even if it wasn't Zarka Psulim, even if it was just Kibla Psulim, the halacha is going to be Leketchila Lo Yalu, and therefore, there's no raya from the Mishnah Peidad regarding the question that Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechanan. Now, continuing on the halacha of our Mishnah, the Gemara had Ibailu, the following question. Aver Mizbeach. The airspace above the Mizbeach, let's say that they suspended the invalidated limbs of a carbon, because again, something happened with the blood, or whatever, all the cases that we discussed in the beginning of the parak, that it's hanging in the airspace on top of the Mizbeach. Can Mizbeach dummy? Does that have the halacha like it's on the altar itself, and therefore the halacha is, even though it's possible, all the lawyer is not going to be taken down? Or maybe it's not considered like the Mizbeach, it's not on the Mizbeach itself, and therefore you're going to have to take it down. Says the Gemara Tashem, let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Kishem Shem Mizbeach Mekadesh, which we just quoted this halacha before, just like the altar sanctifies those that apostle that Im Olo Yerdu, Kach Kefesh Mekadesh, so to the ramp, it was put on the ramp, okay, you weren't supposed to, but we're not going to take it down anymore. And that says the Gemara, V'yamert Aver Mizbeach Lav K'Mizbeach Dami. If you're going to entertain to say that the airspace of the altar is not like the altar itself, then Aver Kefesh Nami Lav K'Kefesh Dami. So for sure the ramp is not better than that, and the airspace of the ramp is also not like the ramp itself. So then, heicha masik le mikevish lemizbeach. Then how could you go ahead and lift up? So he's saying, okay, you don't have to take it down. You could put it onto the fires. But how are you going to take that invalidated limb from the ramp to the mizbeach when you lift it up from the airspace of the ramp to then put it onto the mizbeach? Havale yarud, and it already was taken down. Because that's not on the Mizbeach anymore. It's not on the ramp anymore. And the Mishnah, a previous Mishnah told us, Kachem Yerdu Lo Yalu, even though you don't have to take it down, but if it's taken down, you'll put it back up. So if the airspace is not like the Mizbeach or the ramp itself, then how are you going to lift it from the ramp to the Mizbeach? Says the Gemara, no problem, the Nogidlei. They roll it onto the altar. They don't lift it up. It continuously stays on the altar. Well, that is the Gemara, but Va'avr Yesh Ben Kevesh Mizbeach, but that's not feasible, because there's an airspace between the ramp and the altar, as the Gemara said, so when you're rolling it, you're going to come, so although the limb is big enough, it's not going to fall into that space, but when it reaches opposite the airspace, that's not on the altar anymore. If you say it's in the airspace, is one thing, but it's not touching the physical ramp or the mizbeach, because it's the airspace, that's not touching, that should be considered yarud, taken down, and therefore you're not allowed to then put it onto the mizbeach. So that answers the Gemara, no. Even the part of the limb that's the opposite of the ear space between the kevesh and the mizbeach, you're gonna define that part of the limb based on the majority, and that is if the majority of the limb is the kevesh is on the rampart, so then kevesh, then you'll qualify it like it's still on the ramp. Ruba the mizbeach, and the majority of it is on the mizbeach, right? You can say like mizbeach, and therefore although it's passing over that ear space, but the majority is going to be on a kosher element, and therefore it goes based on the laws of majority, and therefore although this is, yes, in the airspace like Yardu, it's not a problem, because we define it based on the majority. But on this answer, the Gemara says, well then, Tifshid Maha, then you should resolve from what you just said, Hadabai Rama Bahama, the question Rama Bahama had. Because his question was, Yesh Chibru La'ilam? Now we consider those things which are put on top of Mizbeach as connected. In other words, we don't view them as individual pieces, even as part of one limb, and you'll define them based on the majority. Or maybe you don't, and you don't view them as connected. Tifshet the yeshchiper. You should resolve from what you're saying that they are considered connected, because if you would say they're not connected, then every part of the limb, when it gets rolled onto the mizbeach and it goes over the airspace, it becomes invalidated. That part gets invalidated. Every molecule gets invalidated when it goes over. So obviously you say yeshchiper. Or as Rashi says, the Gemara increases, actually has these girsa in a different way that says, resolve the question of Rambam Bachama that you go by limbs after the majority, or do you not? Seemingly here you say you go based on laws of majority. So says the Gemara, halakash, not difficult, so tifshit yet. Resolve from what we just said, the question of Rambam Bachama, that we go based on the law of majority, we do view it as connected, and therefore when we roll it on, it does not become invalidated when it passes over that airspace between the ramp and the mizbeach. But the Gemara still has a difficulty. So that was the question. We didn't resolve it. Do we say that it's like the Mizbeach or not, the airspace? But Matkiv L'Rava Bar Rav Chanan, he asked, how could you entertain the question? V'i Amrit Av Mizbeach K'Mizbeach, if you say the airspace of the altar is like the altar itself, then Oila Sa'if, meaning regarding the Salacha, that Olu Lo Yerdu, regarding the bird carbon Oila, which the Malika, which is the equivalent of a Shchita, is on the top of the Mizbeach. That's what you're supposed to do for the Oila Sa'if, in contrast to Behemas. Oilas behema, you do the malika on the top. The pasla b'machshava regarding the halacha of machshavas chutz l'zman. We said what's called pigul. If you have when the kohen's doing the shechita, or in this case of the bird oila, the malika, if he has a machshava psula of, let's say he wants it to be consumed by chutz l'zman, it becomes pigul, it becomes automatically disqualified. On that, as the Gemara, then heichem mishkachas la, how you going to have it if you hold av mizbeach is k'mizbeach dami hakolta mizbeach, but it gets captured in the airspace of the altar. Meaning, even if you're going to say, as we mentioned before, machlekes, then lina ma'elas b'reshem mizbeach. Let's say something could be disqualified, being left over time, even on the top of the mizbeach. And let's say this person fulfilled that thought process, and then he left the bird oila to be consumed until beyond its time, and only then burnt it. Then it is allowed to be burnt, because even pesula, and even let's say apostle, like in this case, it was slaughtered, it was done malik with it, with machshava to have chutzos manai. So it's possible, the halacha still is, if it was aluv, it's on the top of mizbeach, lo yeru, you don't take it down. So since this bird carbon itself, if you actually did what this guy's machshava was, it was left over to the time, it would be permitted, even like a tchila, to go ahead and burn it on bereishim mizbeach, because it's olu, it's olu yerdu. So then why does it become invalidated with the thought of having it burned tomorrow when you're actually allowed to go ahead and burn it tomorrow? So that shouldn't be makshava psula. How do you ever have the halacha of pigul by the malika of oil asa'if? If you say ab mizbech, it's kemizbech to me, because it's on the airspace of the mizbech when you do the malika. It's not touching. If he says it has to be touching, we could understand. But here it doesn't have to be touching. So it's on the top already. So it's already allowed to be sacrificed even beyond Lizmana, because there's no, it's even if it's possible, because Lina, but it's Loyerdu. So you're allowed to burn it. So how do you have the Machshava Pigel? On this question of Rav Bar Avchanan, Mask of Lerav Shimon Barashi, he basically is answering the question by asking a question back. He says, Alam alai, why not? What do you mean? Why do you think that there cannot be an invalidation of a machshava of pigul regarding an oila sa'if during the malika? But mishkachasla, you could have a case. And therefore there's no question on the one who holds that av mezbech is kemezbech tami. Because kagayin da'ama, for example, in the case where he says, harini malka, I'm doing this malika, amanas lahirid de lamacha, with the intention of taking it down, meaning off the mezbech, tomorrow, after it became invalidated, because we're taking for granted, like the opinion holds, that it does become invalidated, chutzazmani bereshim izbeach, lina ismaelis, and aula halois to laktira, and then I plan on bringing it back up and then sacrificing it then. Where then, had he actually would go through with that machshava, he actually would not be able to bring it back up, because it did become invalidated with lina, even bereshim izbeach, and therefore that's why, since it would actually, if it was physically done, become invalidated. That's machshava, that type of thought also then already makes it into the invalidation of pigul. So therefore, what's the problem? There's no problem according to the one who holds avim mezbech kemezbech dami. However, the Gemara now asks on the answer of Rav Shimi, his question on Rav Bar Avchanan, says the Gemara, hanich l'rava, what you're saying only works well according to Rava, as we mentioned on Amud Aleph. Dama, that he says, lina ma'ilis bereshim mezbech, that yeah, it does become invalidated by being left overnight on the top of the mizbeach. So you could have the case you just described, where if it would become possible because it was left overnight, then it was taken down, he would not be able to bring it back up, and then if someone would do it, he would be violating the isser of sacrifice something that was left overnight. So therefore, having such a machshava would also invalidate as pigel. That's only good according to Rava. El Rabba da Amar in Lina Ma'elis Bereshim Mizbech. But according to Rabba, who, as we said, disagrees that there is no invalidation of Lina if it's left out overnight on the top of the Mizbeach, then even if his thought would be fulfilled and actualized, it would not become invalidated. So all the more so, for sure, that Lesel Machshavta, for sure, that should not allow such a thought process to invalidate if even the action of what he's thinking about doing would not be invalidated. Says the Gemara, okay, that's not difficult. We can find the case even for Rabba. Kagoyin Dama, for example, where he says, Hareini Malka, I'm doing this Malika, Amanas Lahirida Koydam Amunda Shachar, I'm going to take it down off the top of Mizbeach before the break of dawn. Oh, now, therefore, since by the break of dawn it's on the floor of the Azara, oh, so at that time it becomes invalidated with Lina, and because now it's not Bereshim Mizbeach. And then I plan on, after it becomes invalidated with Lina, Ula Laysa Lachar Amunda Shachar, to take it back up after the break of dawn. Where if he actually did that, that would be a problem, even according to Rabba, because it became invalidated because it was not Bereshim Mizbeach at the time of when Lina takes effect, which is by Losa Shach, was actually on the ground, and you're not allowed to bring it up. And therefore, that would be a machshava, that would be an actualization of the psul of Neisir, sacrificing Bereshim Mizbeach, and therefore that machshava, which is called pigul, when you have a machshava of sacrificing Chutz Zmani, would also take effect. So therefore, concludes Rav Shimi with his question, you wanted to learn before and to prove with your question that Av Mizbech is Lav Kemizbech Dami, which we rejected. He answered the question and said, no, not true. You could find the halacha of Malika of Oilas Oif with Pigel, even Bereish Mizbech, even if you hold Av Mizbech Kemizbech Dami. So now that he rejected his proof, so he actually concludes his question and he says, to the contrary, Lahach Gisa Miyatifsha, to the actually, I can bring a proof the opposite direction. The Av Mizbech Kemizbech Dami, that the airspace of the altar is like the altar. Why? Because Isa Gedeidech Av Mizbech Lav Kemizbech Dami, if you're entertained to say, like you wanted to prove, that the airspace of the altar is not like the altar itself, then as we continue to have a Pechas Med Alev, then Chatas Ha'oif Pesula. Regarding a Chatas Ha'oif, before we spoke about an Oilas Ha'oif, now to mind the Oif Chatas that became possible, let's say Malik was done on the top of Mizbech, but Shaloi Lishma, a Chatas that's done Shaloi Lishma, including the Chatas Ha'oif, becomes possible. Now, although that it wasn't done on the bottom, which is where the zrika of the chatas eif is done, that's not a problem to be invalidate because we're describing that the Chatzis Eifes in Bereishis Mizbeach, the Gemara told us in the Samach Kimel Mizbeis that Malika is valid on the Mizbeach wherever it's done. The only invalidation of the Chatzis Eif on the top is regarding the spraying of its blood. So therefore, ask the Gemara that, so regarding if, let's say, the Malika was done Bereishis Mizbeach, which that's not a problem, but the problem is that it's possible because it was done Shalei Lishma. So it's invalid. Now, the halacha is, regarding all the things that are puzzle, the halacha is im alu lo yerdu. So if it's up, you don't take it down. And it's already up. But on that asks the Gemara, hechemazim idama, how is it permitted to go ahead to spray from its blood? Because you're saying, okay, it's already on the top. And so it's already on the top, so we don't have to take it down. But that means to say, but we have to continue doing the avayda. The malika was done invalid, but okay, what's the next part? Now we're going to do the zrika. A high lot of spray from the blood, but when you lift it up and you come to spray it, what you're doing is havalei yarud. You're then essentially taking it down. If you hold avir kemizbech, lav kemizbech dummy, then when you pick it up, you're taking it off the ground. And it's already yarud. So how can you say, which includes the chatzis ha'ayv, what do you mean alu lo yerdu? You're going to have to take it down. What do you mean? It's bereishis mizbech? No, it's not. When you lift it up to spray, you took it off. So too, Shaar Pasulim, regarding all the other invalidations in the bloods of an animal carbon, which the Mishnah told us according to Rabbi Leil, that the blood that became invalidated, if it went up, you're not going to take it down. And that asked the Gemara, asked Rav Shimi, but how does this work? Hey, chazark lu midama, how are you going to spray from its blood? You're saying don't take it down, meaning to say you allow that void to be done. How could you allow it? When you're throwing blood, when you're doing Zerika, you have to do it from a distance. Now, that means to say it's already in the airspace of the Mizbeach. But then that becomes invalidated by itself. That itself should make you have to take it down. Obviously, from the fact that we learned that you could leave it there and you could finish off the Avaida, is obviously because the Avir Mizbeach is Kim Mizbeach, and therefore it's like it never left. So that the Gemara says, no, it's not difficult on Rav Bar Avchanan. The Magalu, we're talking about where that the bird or the blood is touching the wall, it's touching this edifice of the altar when he's spraying the chatzis ha'if, and so too when he's spraying the blood that became invalidated. So it never left even the actual physical structure of the mizbeach. And that is the Gemara. Ha hazoihi? What, that's considered spraying? That's not spraying. Mitzuihi? That's considered squeezing it out. There's different halachas. There's something called hazah and there's mitzui. By chatzis ha'if, you got to squeeze it against the wall of the mizbeach to have it drip out. But then there's also the halacha of spraying the blood. If it's touching the wall of the mizbeach and you're throwing it out, you're squeezing it out. And so too regarding the damim that became pasul, if it's touching the mizbeach, hazrika, that's throwing the blood, shvichi, that's pouring. Those are two different things. Shvichi is not the same as rika. Right, another question is, derech hazah b'kach, is that the way you spray blood? Derech hazrika b'kach, is that the way that you throw blood? Obviously, rather says the Gemara, that must be because the Av Mizbech is Kim Mizbech, because it cannot be touching it as you're doing it, because then it wouldn't qualify as a Zrika, as a Hazah. And that says the Gemara, Amar Ravashi, says no. You can't resolve the question from the teaching that you're quoting right now. Because the teaching that you're quoting right now regarding the Chatzis Ha'if and the Damim Psulim, the person is on the top of the Mizbech. And he's holding either the Chatzis Ha'if that became possible, the Damim Psulim. That says Ravashi, if he's holding it on the top of Mizbeach, of course, we never had a question in that case regarding what's going to be with the airspace in Mizbeach. Of course, if the person who's holding it is on the Mizbeach itself, it's like the Mizbeach is holding the carbon itself too. And therefore, there was never our question if Av Mizbeach gets Mizbeach. Of course, that's not going to be possible. Ki kama, when did we have the question? Is, for example, if the one who's doing the Zriko Daza is on the ground of the Azara. The Talinu Bekanya, but he's holding that Chatzis Ha'if that became possible, or the Damim that became possible, with a stick. And he's holding with the stick in the airspace of the Mizbeach. My, that's where we had the question. What's going to be the halach over there? Do we say it's like Kim Mizbeach Dami, and therefore you say Im Olu Lo Yerdu? Or it's not like the Mizbeach, and we're going to say that it's Yerdu. And that's something we're going to take with that stand. That you cannot resolve from over here. Yeah, although by Chatzis Ha'if Psul and the Dam over there, obviously from the halachas that we said, that you could Lo Yerdu, you could leave it there. And what do you mean? But you got to lift it off the ground to do Hazah. Of course, they're the person holding it. He's on the Mizbeach. We consider the actual bird or the damim as if it's on the Mizbeach too. Our question was only regarding if the person's on the ground with a stick lifting up that bird or the blood on top of the mizbech. That was the question. That's not resolved from here. If that's kemizbech dami or it's lav kemizbech dami, if you would say yerdu or you'd say lo yerdu.